This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Matt, not too different from you or me. He worked at Simplistic Reviews. Who hired him since he was a Jew?
They didn't hire me because I'm a Jew. And hired? Are we getting paid here?
He did a good job with his film debates, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. They send him cheesy movie news, the worst they can find. He also plays games and does shitty skits while they monitor his mind.
Shitty like this one.
Now keep in mind, Matt can't control when the podcast begins or ends. He tries to keep his sanity with the help of his silly friends.
Asshole roll call Justin, DJ, and announcer, Julie.
You're wondering how Matt eats and breathes and other science facts.
Wait. Am I going to have trouble breathing at some point?
Just keep in mind, it's just a show, so get ready and just relax. It's an episode of the Simplistic Reviews podcast.
So, what do you think?
Just play the other one.
Really?
Yes, really. And please, for the love of God, stop singing songs. You're bad at it.
Oh, okay.
Like, really? Fucking bad.
No, I get it. You were very clear the first time.
This is the Simplistic Reviews podcast. They talk movies. They talk TV. They were surprised this episode didn't get delayed, like half of the fucking movies this fall. I'm your announcer, Julie. And as a sentient artificial intelligence, it really sucks not being able to imbibe in alcohol. Especially when I have to sit through this entire program. Speaking of which, here are your hosts. Matthew Stewart, DJ Valentine, and Justin Polizzi.
Hey kids, welcome to the Simplistic Reviews podcast for show purposes. I'm DJ Valentine, and I'm joined by two gentlemen who will accept anything but a tie. Final form, Matthew Stewart. And the returning... defending undisputed champion of chicken parmesan, Justin Polizzi.
I'm more of a veal parmesan guy.
You're veal parmesan. You like deer, huh? You're a deer.
No, it's baby cow, bitch.
Whatever. What the heck is deer? A venison. Sorry. Excuse me. I got my bees.
Nothing better than a good chicken parm, you know?
Chicken parm.
I like anything with parmesan.
Pound cheese on it.
Oh, yeah. Chicken parm, veal parm.
Finish that sauce with taking that bread and dip it in there.
Eggplant parm.
Mommy's going to rub your stomach until you pass the fuck out.
Open your mouth. I love when mom rubs my tum. After I eat that.
A little red wine with that? You'll put some...
Of course, I'm at the age now where I'm going to get heartburn and bitch and moan all night and not be able to sleep.
Oh, my fault.
You're not old enough yet, bitch. We're old. You're not old yet.
Yeah, that acid reflux is going to kick in. When you wake up, you're like, why is my throat burning? Oh, that's because you're old now. And everything you eat hurts you.
Everything, including water.
Water even hurts you.
Water.
Welcome to death. Welcome to Earth.
You're fucked.
So, Justin, welcome back. How you feeling? How's everything going? Are you back on the show?
I'm back on the show.
Back on your show.
That's about it.
HR had to pull me off for a little bit.
Canceled for a little bit.
We had a little situation. I said a few things, and unfortunately... I had to take a leave of absence.
Leave of absence. That's what they say in the business world. Leave.
You should have seen the meeting we had. This motherfucker walked in the goddamn door. He's like,
buck
Justin,
naked. Buck naked.
Butt fucking naked.
Oh, it wasn't in my right mind. You know?
That wasn't even the worst of it. He actually apologized. He said he was sorry. Yes. And we said, get the fuck out of here.
Can't apologize for a joke. It was just a joke.
Get out of here.
I wasn't laughing. I wasn't fucking laughing.
How many people are?
I was crying, actually.
And he backed out with his dick out.
Well, then did you hear what Denise said?
What did she say?
Well, Denise said, who bought the sausage?
Yeah.
And I thought she was being racist at first.
Now look over my shoulder.
That's what she told me about the sausage.
No, well, she said who brought this because we were having. Okay, yeah. Well, a little context here.
Well first of all, Denise was asking for something else.
Well, we were having.
Look, I know Denise. Okay,
we were having a little 4th of July party, celebrate great nation, America,
America,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And, KKK.
We were, of course, what's more American than hot dogs and hamburgers and whatnot. And I'm a big fan of gross comedies, of course. Yeah, and there's a classic scene where a man puts his dick in a hot dog bun and serves it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Denise said, who brought the sausage? And I said, it's right here. And she grabbed it and, you know.
I didn't think she would eat it, but she did, which is weird.
Weird is she finished the whole thing.
You know what I'm saying? Dick reconstruction has gotten light years past to like, you know.
It's amazing what AI can do now.
Can do a whole bunch of stuff. ChatGPT can make a dick for you. Like,
just
they can
type
do
it back in and everything's okay. Unfortunately, HR had a problem with it. Yeah, so
eating a dick, that's not a good look.
Leave of absence.
Well, I think
and dick reconstruction. That's like a double whammy there. You got to get the dick
Well, I think the problem is that HR was upset that you called Dr. Pimple Popper after your dick
disappeared.
What does
he have to do with it? Pimple Popper's because he's not even
because they were pissed off you called the wrong doctor.
She knows what she's talking and doing.
She does know what she's talking about, but she's like completely not even connected to any of it. She just showed
up.
They told
you to call Dr. Kevorkian. You called the wrong doctor.
Isn't he dead, though? Didn't he kill himself?
Is he?
I don't know. I can't really tell. I don't know if he's dead
or
not.
Or was it the deep state?
Was he ever really there? Is he fucking like?
Are we ever? Really
where there? Are? Are we in a simulation?
I don't know. I just had a talk with Al Pacino, and he said Jack of Walking is alive.
He did not say that. He did
he
not.
Told
say
that. He told me that.
He told me
that.
Tell you
it's
that.
True. Well, Matt,
it's not. No, it's not true.
He could feel it in his veins. Look, I can't. Okay, I would do the Pacino.
Don't do it.
Hold on.
We don't want to use you canceled again. Okay. Let's just keep it.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to call Al right now. Hold on.
You're going to call him on the phone? Do not call Al on the phone. He's a busy man. He's making a show, doing shit.
Look, he is a guy who I trust and I love and I want to have a kid with one day.
Well, I mean, one day.
All right, here he is. Al. Hey, Al.
Hey. Whoa, hey. Hold on. I was changing the batteries.
You sound like you're running, Al. Are you running with the car?
I thought somebody else was changing the battery. Like, I told you not to change the batteries yourself. You know it's bad for your health. Well, we were talking about Jack Kevorkian and how close you were to him, we have somebody on the show here, one of our co-hosts. Can we call him a co-host? Producer slash co-host slash token black guy.
I'm not gay, Al. We've been over this many times.
No, it's the other one we keep in the back, you know.
Okay.
but he said Jack Kevorkian's dead. What the fuck?
No.
Remember when we had that talk the other day?
You don't understand. If you don't feel it in your veins, you don't know what you're talking about.
I thought he was dead. He was like 80 years old. Denise is in a little bit of a recovery period, Al. She ate a dick. Ate a dick. I don't know how that's, she's got a habit of doing that.
Metaphorically and literally.
Once it's in front of her, Al, she kind of just jumps on it. It's kind of,
I would, you know what I do to her?
Denise? What?
Yeah. I would use my butt.
Well, wait, he's, Al, you just had a kid now.
Just come. Hamburger rolls.
No.
I would take mustard and ketchup.
Hold on. This is a bad connection now. Sorry. No, you can't talk anymore.
We're going in a tunnel.
Al left. I don't know what happened to him. I mean, he was getting out of control.
Denise is upset with us.
She's so upset. We said, what does a non-disclosure agreement mean to you guys? It means something different to me, I guess.
Well, the problem is, can I just say one second? I
call an NDA, no dick attention.
It's spelled Denise. She pronounces Diana. I don't get it, but that's the word.
Who cares? It's a woman,
right?
I mean, who gives a what? Jennifer? Who gives a fuck? I mean,
nothing's ever right, you know. Nothing's ever good enough. You give her two orgasms, she bitches she didn't get a third.
I mean, she put a dick in her mouth, Justin. A dick, your dick.
I know. I was there.
In all fairness, she thought it was a bratwurst.
Oh, well, You know.
He's not German. He's Italian.
I'm Italian. I got some German in me.
So does she.
Time for the segment in which the English language takes one hell of a hit. It's word association.
Word association. This is the segment where we go over some Hollywood news stories.
What Hollywood news stories, sir?
You know, it's funny. Gossip? Do we have hot gossip?
You know, it's funny. With the strike, putting the show together was a bit of a challenge.
I actually think it's more fun because we can just make shit up.
But no, then some stuff dropped that I cannot wait to discuss with you two assholes. Do you want to start good? Or you want to start bad? You're gonna give me
bad.
Let's start bad. I was hoping you say that.
It's bad because then we're gonna make fun of the good stuff.
So now, I don't even know if you two. I hope to God I have my fingers crossed that you two did not hear this story.
Oh,
I did not do any research on this story because
you naughty boy, you.
I have some stuff here. We're gonna go number one.
Oh,
James Gunn hates Batman and Nolan Batman.
Oh yeah,
were you aware of the story?
He said they're not. No,
don't say that. I have all the quotes here. Time out. Pause.
He said hates.
Justin has not heard this. Matthew, sit back. Sit back and enjoy this.
I am offended. How do I file?
Oh, you're not offended yet, my friend. Oh. I'm going to read you the quotes that James Gunn wrote. This is not recent. This is back in the day on Facebook when Facebook
was not racist. So he's definitely changed his mind once he gets.
Well, it might as well be racist because he's getting more hate for this than all the racist shit he's ever said.
I don't hate.
He's getting more hate for this.
I'm going to read.
This on Twitter.
This is on Facebook. He wrote this a long time ago. Okay, this is years ago. But I'm going to read some of the quotes here. There's many, but I'm going to read some of the quotes here. Quote number one: Matt, watch Justin explode. Quote number one.
Wait. I'm looking at him right now.
Keaton had a ridiculous voice. That being said, I'd rather put up with the ridiculous voice acting than horrible action sequences and performances barely worthy of the Batman TV show. That is James Gunn talking about Batman 89, part one. Part two, let me clear my throat here. I have no idea how you can think that Tim Burton's Batman has more similarities to Moore's or Miller's Batman and Joker than Nolan's. And listen, I'm having trouble with both of Nolan's movies. I don't think any of them are classic, and I don't even think Batman Begins is any good, but they are far superior than the first Batman 89. Quote number three. None of your defenses get past the fact that despite being the first dark movie version of Batman, so what? Stallone's Judge Dredd was the first dark version of Judge Dredd, and that movie was horrible. An actor he worked with three times. Next one. Oh, yeah. And Jack Nicholson as the Joker is Jack Nicholson from The Shining with shitty clown makeup. Fuck everyone involved with that charade. Quote number four, Tim Burton. Tim Burton's Batman.
Funny, though.
This is hilarious. Tim Burton's Batman is poorly written. The soundtrack is the worst job by everyone involved, and it's absolutely one of the most boring movies of all time. Not only that, but the revelation of the Joker as the murderer of Bruce Wayne's parents opposes, and the origin of Batman, and is the nullification of unquenchable thirst for revenge that necessarily drives Batman. It pretends not to be cheesy, but it completely is. And on top of that, the dark creature of the night can't even move his fucking neck. Give me a fucking break. It's ridiculous and horrible movie. Here's the kicker. Burton's Planet of the Apes is genius in comparison. Justin, what would be your word for all of these quotes?
I haven't seen that Planet of the Apes.
Wow. I've seen it in the theater. I've seen Planet of the Apes in the theater.
Yes, I have. I've seen it too.
Yeah, I think we all did.
This is the head of DC, by the way. The head of DC, the guy who's going to be ushering in the new Batman. Justin, what would your word be? Matthew, let's sit back and let's enjoy this. Let's sit back.
I don't know. I'm hanging out.
My word? One word?
Yes. What would your word be for this?
Guns.
Shitting on Nolan and for everything Batman related, apparently.
It's more Batman 89 he hates.
Yeah, it's so more 89 and then a little Nolan, right?
A lot of Nolan. He said Batman Begins was horrible. But
well, he said the first two. Yeah, so this was before Dark Knight Rises. So
Yes.
Wow, he didn't like Dark Knight either, huh?
No.
He didn't like either one of them, apparently. He didn't really...
Yeah, it's funny because the Dark Knight and Begins are kind of different types of films. And and he doesn't like 89, and he doesn't like the Prince soundtrack.
To say it doesn't like would be kind of understated.
No, I know.
Well, did he hate the Prince soundtrack, or did he hate Danny?
He hated. You can pick one. He either hated Danny Elfman or he hated Prince. Either way, that's not
score. He didn't say score, right? He said soundtrack.
He said soundtrack,
which makes me he hated Prince.
He hated Prince. He didn't like Prince.
Either way, if he hated either one, it's weird.
Wow. Yeah. No.
I'm so happy you did not know about
this. Well, you got to take certain things into
context. I agree only on one thing of his.
The killing of Bruce
the killing of yeah, the Joker. I never liked that as a child, but you know what? It was ahead of its time to begin
with. It is what it is.
It is what it is, and it doesn't harm the film for me. And it's not something I go to bed thinking about every night. It's fine, you know. There was no other. It's okay.
James Gunn was.
No, if that was me today,
a whole night thinking about this.
Different story.
Yes, true.
But one word is
I'm thinking Owen Wilson. That's what I'm thinking.
I would say fuck.
Perfect.
Because I can understand if he hated 89.
Yes, and he liked I get it.
Or if he hated Begins and he liked 89. But the fact of the matter is, you don't like any of those. Yeah. You have a problem with Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
But he never said anything bad about like Batman Returns.
Well, he said he said Planet of the Apes, which is one of the worst movies I've ever seen
it's in one the of theater, the worst ever.
Is better than any Tim Burton Batman.
I thought he said Batman. I'll read the quote again.
I have it right
please
here.
Please read the quote again. We need to reread the quote.
Tim Burton's Batman is poorly written. This is 89 he's talking about. The soundtrack is the worst job by everyone involved, and it's absolutely one of the most boring movies of all time. I think this is 89. Not only that, but the revelation of the Joker as the murderer of Bruce Wayne's parents opposes the origin of Batman and its nullification of the unquenchable thirst for revenge. That necessarily drives Batman. It pretends not to be cheesy, but it is completely, it completely is. And on top of that, the dark creature of the night can't even move his fucking neck. Give me a fucking break. It's a ridiculous and horrible movie. He's talking about the first one. Batman's Planet of the Apes is genius in comparison to 89. He doesn't mention, Matthew's right. No, he doesn't say anything about Returns.
So he may not be a big fan of Returns. You know what? Honestly,
this is a different James Gunn.
In a lot of ways, I prefer Returns to 89.
A lot of people do.
I really like 89.
But Matthew,
like
you would not. You cannot lay back anymore, Matthew.
Because I like 89 and Returns. Sorry, I'm shutting the fuck up.
No. Lay. Get back in here because I can barely hear you because you're mic.
I'm kind of hang out.
You can hang back. Stop hanging. This is serious, Matt. Well,
let me ask you this question.
I wasn't part of this conversation.
You're getting back in this conversation, son of a bitch.
This is relatively new that's come out. Okay. Has he responded?
No, this isn't new. Well, this came out.
I know this is old stuff. This is but it just came out new.
Right.
It's been discovered and it's wildfire.
Somebody discovered it. Oh my God.
Has he responded to any of this?
Not yet.
No. And he probably won't.
Now realize this. He's gonna go like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, well, I mean, the fascist Batman comment. I feel like maybe he does have a hatred toward the character Batman.
Here's the problem with that. You are now the fucking the curator of Batman. The man who said a movie starring
Michael Keaton's Batman. Directing.
Right. You said that Flash is the greatest movie you've ever seen or some crazy shit like that.
Yes.
And you're shitting on Batman 89.
Maybe he saw like another that's a problem or something like that. Who knows?
Maybe he saw the dailies and it was like,
no, there's
maybe nothing. He's like, yeah, this is good. This guy's running really fast.
Pass me some more heroin.
This is just saying what you will to be favorite. He probably said this in like 2013 or something like that.
Well, I think it was definitely before Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, it's probably before Rises.
Granted that. But now that he's the head of everything, I'm sure he's a different tone. So we all say things I'm sure we want to take back, but man, he seems to have some anger toward Tim Burton and Nolan. So
if you were the head of a studio,
there's still no Batman movie on the horizon.
If you would have told me something came out about James Gunn that would make the other thing that came out about James Gunn less controversial, and the other stuff was really bad.
Well, that's
this
the whole
might
thing.
Be like, more controversial than the shit before.
That's why this world's so fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, people are more pissed about
people,
this.
People
than what
are more
before.
Pissed off about this is my Batman.
I don't like Batman.
It's okay, guys. That's we always will have the Batman Part 2.
Yes, that's the last good thing we're gonna ever get.
Yeah, whatever that happens.
It's the last good thing. Next one.
Yeah. Ooh. Give me a break here.
I'm gonna go with the good one. All right. Next one. Go with the good one. Matt wanted bad stuff.
You can give me whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. I'm going to shit on it regardless.
The first one, and if you two don't mind indulging me with this one, I kind of want to go first on this one. This is the killer movie trailer. Yeah.
I didn't watch this, but I don't like watching trailers. I hate watching trailers.
Okay, then okay, I'll speak on it for a little. That's a second.
Okay, right.
I've watched it.
Yes, you know, Matthew, that sometimes you watch a trailer. Though I know you don't watch trailers, but sometimes you watch a trailer.
On occasion, I do, but I hate that they fucking ruin everything.
But you know, you ever watch a trailer? Sometimes you feel like the trailer, the director is hitting on you. Mm-hmm. This trailer feels like
Why
David Fincher's trying to fuck me because everything in it, it's like, hey, I think DJ liked this. Oh, you know what he also liked?
I'm also of the opinion that David Fincher has never made a bad movie.
Though. Hijack. Justin's hijacking the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No!
We're going to play a quick game real quick. And
oh, my God.
Name the last movie.
Yes.
That Michael Fassbender came out with.
I'm gonna say, I think I know the answer to this question, but
you can go first, DJ.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question, okay. But go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
What's the last? What's the last Alien movie that came out? Alien Prophecy.
Ooh, that's a good pull. I might be
Alien. What's that one? Alien.
I'll help you. It's
Covenant.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's your
Alien answer. Covenant's my answer.
My answer is X-Men Dark Phoenix. That's my answer. Ooh, I think that might have been the last one.
It might be closer.
Okay, so Alien Covenant came out in 2017.
Wow.
Dark Phoenix, hell of a movie, believe it or not, 2019. I feel like it was older than that.
I think it was filmed in like 2012.
Yeah, but the movie was kind of pushed a little bit. COVID times and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. So it came out in 2019. Uh-huh. The winner. We do have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. It is Dark Phoenix, 2019.
Yeah. Well, you kind of didn't bury the lead. You kind of said what the date was.
But then I beat you, but I might not have been right.
Get the fuck out of here. Still wrong.
There could have been another movie.
Could have been another movie after Dark Phoenix.
I honestly thought it was the Snowman. I thought the Snowman came after Dark Phoenix.
I forgot
that came
all
out
about
like
Snowman.
That came out like in 2017 also.
2017, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Matthew, to give you a little...
Yeah, the hell of a year.
A review of this trailer that you didn't see. You know that montage in Fight Club when he's like going to city to city? That's kind of the trailer with like, was it Atticus Rose and Trent Reznor?
Atticus Finch.
No, Atticus Finch is the lawyer from Mockingbird. Kill a Mockingbird. Atticus,
I know who you're talking about. The guy
Their music, and it's a long montage of just him doing shit and shit happening.
It looks good.
And it's written by the guy who wrote Seven.
Good.
And
Andrew Kevin Walker.
Kevin Walker. And so when I watched this trailer and I
jerked off.
I've seen it maybe seven times since I came out today. I love it so much. And there's a thing, I don't know if Justin caught this. In the trailer, it's like I keep bringing the Fight Club montage. Yeah. He's narrating and he keeps saying, stick to the plan, stick to your plan. And as the trailer's going on, a whole bunch of crazy shit's happening. It's no rhyme or reason to this stuff. It's just random shit.
Yeah, he's got
and it's great. It's great random shit, right?
Good.
But there's a part in the middle of the trailer where you hear him crack almost. It's so subtle where he goes, stick to your plan, stick to your plan, stick to the plan, stick to the plan. Like it's like a little pause where he's like, so it's like he's slowly cracking under the pressure of being this assassin.
Good. I like it.
I want you guys to go back to school, to metaphysics, learn how to turn an idea into a solid, then a liquid, and then put it in a needle and inject this fucking movie into my fucking eyes. Because I want to see this movie.
I don't want to do that. I'm just going to go to the theater and watch it.
Sure, fine, whatever. Either way, it's on Netflix in November.
I liked him in The Counselor, too, and everybody hates
that
movie.
Though. That's old school. Justin, what I know, but think? I'm assuming Justin liked it. Me and Justin love Seven. This is like Seven, but with an assassin.
No, I actually have something to look forward to now. Thank you.
Thank you, Fincher.
Yeah, this is not going to be much else to look forward to in November the next 6 months.
I don't think it would ruin it for you November if you watched 10th. It, Matthew. It's really good, and you get the idea without knowing what the fuck's going on.
I saw some of the clips on. I'm like, David Fincher, Fassbender, Andrew Kevin Walker.
Tilda Swinton's in it.
Tilda Swinton's in there.
I'm going to fucking watch it. I mean, I watch every fucking
I was explaining this to somebody because I was watching it at work, and they were like, they didn't know who David Fincher was. And I was explaining to them. But no, I was explaining to them that he's kind of like, I don't know if they knew Kubrick, but I'm like, he's the closest thing to Kubrick because of, in the terms of the way he is so meticulous with his movies. Watching this movie or this trailer, it just seemed the detail of this little things where you see Michael Fassbender like unwrapping a paper towel, then stapling a fucking laptop, and then spraying the fucking sink. And the shots are so precise and like deliberate. There's no lazy David Fincher movie.
He's like the best of Kubrick, Aronofsky, and the Coens. Yeah. He's the Coens.
That's a good
Aronofsky
mixture right
and
there.
Kubrick. There you go. Mixture. That's what fucking Fincher is. He's a modern
good. I'm looking forward to it, man.
It's gonna be good. It's in select theaters. I want to see it in a theater, but I'm probably not gonna be picked in fucking Florida because we suck.
Yeah, you might have a theater somewhere in Florida.
I don't even know.
Right. I'm sure it's all gonna be good.
It's going to be good. Watch the killer.
Wait, I'm here for you.
Okay. next one, Rebel Moon trailer. Now, I don't know if you saw this one.
I don't even fucking care about this. This is like Battlestar Galactica.
Matt didn't do any homework.
I think it's going to be fun.
It's so dumb. But maybe it's fun. I don't know. It's dumb.
What didn't you like about the Rebel Moon trailer?
Because of Star Wars and Dune thrown together.
And John Carter of Mars and
Carter of Mars is a shit. All right?
It's just
everybody
Zack
loves
Snyder.
John Carter of Mars all of a sudden.
Yeah, where were no one you? Ever came to the theater.
Nobody
to
ever no.
Except for me.
Here's what I hate about the society. Everybody wants to love shit that's not good. Fuck you. Okay? And I'm so fucking over this goddamn. This is why I want to get off this fucking... That's why I want to be John Carter. I'm going to go to Mars.
You're going to go to Mars?
Matt Stewart of Mars. I'm fucking off. I'm getting the fuck out of
your eyeballs.
Here.
There were supposed to be five movies. Five John Carters.
Prince of Space. Prince of Mars. Whatever. But yes, it looks, in certain shots, good. Certain shots, not finished.
It looks ponderous.
Not finished at all. Like the shots when she's at war, it was like, ooh, this feels like Sucker Punch a lot.
Oh no, is it gonna be like the
what's the running time? Do we know the running time?
Oh, it's two movies, so I'm assuming it's long.
Oh, well, I think they're split apart.
But where are they making the cut is what I'm asking you.
Who gives a fuck?
Two Snyder cuts, man.
Just cut this fucking movie, not fucking put it anywhere.
I like Sophia Boutella. I like Charlie Hunnam.
Okay, look, you can like the people that are part of a thing that sucks ass. It's allowed in society these days. You can like people who are part of bad shit.
Let me ask you a question. This is an important question about this movie.
Did he write it?
Did he write it?
Probably, knowing him, he did.
Who?
Yes.
Zack Snyder. Zacky boy? Yes. Zacky boy wrote it. This was like an idea he had years
ago. This was like his baby. I'm going to create the new Star Wars.
Ooh, that's a bad sign. I was hoping he just shot it.
I'll tell you what. I think I would like to check it out. I think here's the reason why.
I forgive you. It's fine.
No. We always put Zach down because of what happened, and
where he touched us.
It's funny. He's left, and it's still.
I have a dog. He touched me everywhere. So
the problem wasn't just him.
So it wasn't just him. So maybe he had something up his sleeve here, and maybe it sucks. Maybe it's terrible. It could be. But
I hope for the former.
We'll see. You know,
in the latter, I guess you gave me two things. It's so considerable.
That's December, so we got a little time. Huh?
Yeah,
it's gonna be an early Hanukkah gift for me.
Hanukkah. Next one.
Two socks full of shit.
This will be real quick. Expendables trailer. Anybody care?
Oh yes. Saw it. Looked terrible. you know what's
who's
funny?
Who are the new people in this one?
50
is
cents.
Is there like? I thought he was in the last one though. I thought who is it?
Iko Uwais, 50. It's Megan Fox.
Okay, Iko Uwais. What the fuck is Iko Uwais in this fucking movie?
I have no fucking idea if he's a
bad
guy.
Why is this movie even happening?
Why is it even happening, Justin?
How did this movie get out? How did this movie get fired?
How did this get made?
How did this get made?
I want an NPR story.
But it's funny, he hasn't come out yet, and 50 Cent's already talked shit about it. So
he did?
Oh, yeah. He
he's like, yo, this is booty.
He saw the poster, and he was like... he's like, are you fucking kidding me? This fucking poster sucks. And he like, he was look talking about how he looks on the poster and how shitty it was put together. And...
the poster I saw, nobody was on. It was just a skull with like a bullet mohawk.
Nah, this was like,
he got a new poster.
It had all the expandables on it.
Did they Force Awakens him? Make him really small in China?
That's what he said. He's like, his proportions don't look right. Like his head versus his neck.
They took him off and put a John F. Kennedy coin on and said, you're 50 Cent.
You should be like, yo, man, I'm the only one in this movie that's actually been shot. Let's go.
They put a 50 Cent piece in a $50 bill.
You gotta love when you have an actor. Ulysses. Doesn't give a shit.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Fuck this movie. I got my
money. He pulled a James Gunn on it.
Like, I hate this movie more than Batman.
It's not a classic. Planet of the Apes is better.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes is better than Expendables 1.
Just saying it, it's just like, what?
Well, he clearly was trying to be cute when he said that. I don't think he really.
Yeah, he might have been. Like, he might have been a little.
He's being a little bitch.
I think he's a little bit high. Yeah, I think he's trying to be an asshole. Okay, next one. Another quick one. Speaking of the killer, they're making a John Woo. I guess
have we made any association for any words on anything besides the first one yet?
I think my word for the killer was injection, because I want you guys to inject that movie in my eyes.
You kind of glazed over.
Dustin
that.
Said fuck for James Gunn losing his mind.
No, he said fuck.
I said fuck.
Oh, sorry, fuck. What was the other one? Rebel Moon. I guess
I don't think we said anything.
Maybe. Apathy? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, perhaps. Expendables 4? Who gives us that word?
Yeah, nope. Oof is good. Oof.
Nope. Oof. Nope. Booty. I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, booty. You can say booty. That's what 50 Cent said. 50 Cent said, yo, this is booty. This
give
is
me
booty.
My money, motherfucker.
Next one, John Woo is remaking
that booty. His pirate gold.
Remaking his movie The Killer, but they're gender swapping Chow Yun Fat's character with. Now here's the thing. I don't want them to gender swap Chow Yun Fat's character, but who he's gender swapping him with?
Some white girl.
As fuck. So
Emily Ratajkowski.
I'll tell you my
one
word.
No, it's Nathaniel Emmanuel from fucking Game of Thrones, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the light-skinned chick, right?
Yeah, the girl from Fast and the Furious, the one that doesn't drive.
Yeah. She's pretty bad.
Very, very not ugly.
Well, she's a woman. I mean, come
she's
on.
She's not ugly.
DJ.
She's a woman.
Drive. Don't get out of here. A car? What do you mean?
Well, it'd be worse
a
if
disc
she was
drive, a hard drive? No, a car? Get out of here.
The Fast and Furious franchise has gone to new limits and expanded with all women drivers with a runtime of 3 minutes.
Sorry. They can't even start the car.
They all died.
How do you start this thing?
The credits.
How do you start this thing?
I think
Michelle Rodriguez rides a motorcycle. She can't even drive a car. She can't even do it.
I think it'd be more like Fast and the Furious Uber edition.
Oh,
it's called Ubers. It's like
we're not Uber, like, we're family.
It's like 5 minutes away. 4.95.
Where is this guy even going?
What's a 0.05 for? Did he
Matthew
like...
has now embodied every white girl waiting for an Uber.
Well, I hear it. I hear it all the fucking time. That's how I sound too.
Fatty, waiting for an Uber.
I only ride in 5-star Uber.
5 stars, please. Next one. You don't really care about John Woo's The Killer. Next one.
I mean, I like the original. I don't
but again, I watch it because Nathaniel Emmanuel.
It is interesting.
Is
a director.
I just watch her in Game of Thrones and other stuff. Yeah, it's kind of odd.
She's very not ugly. She's very not ugly.
I'm very attracted to that young
lady.
She's
not.
She's got a future in these movie pictures.
She's got a business in the biz. Rachel Zegler, Snow White controversy.
Yeah, I know.
This shit is hilarious.
Yeah, she going around talking that way.
She talking shit.
Did you got another thing coming?
How dare you talk about a German girl like that?
This movie's gonna fucking just fall apart.
That movie's just
gonna fall apart when they were like, you can't use dwarfs anymore.
Yeah,
dwarfs are not
but
magical creatures.
Gotta be adults.
Yeah.
This seems like a spoof. This seems like a Tropic Thunder situation.
Maybe this is like kind of like a fuck around type of thing. I don't know.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then Gal Gadot's like, but I like tiny people. I work with them my whole life. And shut the fuck up, Gal Gadot.
You're gorgeous.
Yeah, you're gorgeous. Keep it like that. And then she's gonna be like the ugly witch.
Gal Gadot you picked to be the evil queen who is not as hot as
Snow White. Who's playing the ugly witch? Like Melissa
she
McCarthy?
Is.
Oh
no, she is. Gal Gadot.
I thought they were. Maybe
this
is
your mother's Snow White. This is today's.
Yeah, today. This is a bad bitch.
Hey, Justin. She's not going to be rescued by the fucking prince.
She don't need that shit.
Yeah, I cucked the prince. Fuck, man. Fuck the prince.
You don't need no man.
That would be something. She like fucks another guy.
She's just going to get in the car and drive off.
Matthew, she doesn't need sex. She's a woman.
She's got a vibrator, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, what's the other thing? She's got
seven tall people.
Yeah, seven normal sized
people. One of them is a woman. Seven dwarves.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a porno. Snow White and seven.
It looks like a porno. The costume looks like a porno.
Seven regular sized dudes. Yeah.
Snow White and seven dicks.
Yeah, this has had nothing but shit. I'm actually thinking this is just a fucking tax
thing.
This is like
Batgirl or Batwoman, whatever the fuck it is at this point.
I think it's gonna be so bad. It's gonna.
I just like the fact she's shitting all over like the movie she's in. Like,
why would you shit on the own character?
You know what? I actually
this could
you
make
know, my,
you a
my
fucking
word,
star.
Hey, my word is respect.
She's
a star for fucking saying all this wild shit.
Doesn't make any sense, bro. It's almost like if James Gunn said "fuck Batman" and he was making a Batman movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but at least he did that years ago. She's doing it. Yeah, before the fucking
he wasn't
movie
in charge of the time.
Out.
It's true. James Gunn didn't know at the time he'd be in charge of Batman. No, she is Snow White. That? Saying Snow White sucks. I hate Snow White.
Yeah, she's a modern. She's Jamie Gunn.
Oh God, I can't wait. Next one. I guess this is fast. Scott Pilgrim series? Anybody care?
I
don't
Scott
care.
Pilgrim,
I watched the
but
trailer.
I might watch it. Whatever.
It looks hey, there's a fan base for it. It's not me.
I like
Scott
Pilgrim,
from Canada. So. Next one.
I'm more into Snow White fan fiction.
Hey, they're remaking Spy Kids. You want to guess who's playing Antonio?
Making it? Oh, wow.
You want to guess who's playing Antonio Banderas' character?
Antonio Banderas.
No.
Oh,
no,
David.
It's
Luis. I give you one hint. I give you
yeah,
one.
I know
hint.
The name. I read it because it's
Pedro
it's,
Pascal.
No, it's Shazam.
I get yeah, it's Shazam.
Shazam, what's his name? Zachary.
Zachary Quinto? Zach, oh, no. Zach Levi.
By the way,
Zachary
by
Levi.
The way,
wrong Zach.
By the way, Snow White is in Shazam.
She is.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Her
yeah,
powers she, make no sense, but
well,
yes,
she didn't. She didn't want Shazam to save her either. There.
That's when she plays like a 700-year-old woman trying to fuck a teenager. That's the same movie.
It's fucked up, man. Why don't we cancel her ass for that?
Yeah.
She's the one
Shazam
who agreed
to
it.
Fuck the
dude,
princess, bro.
Kids matter, you know.
Yeah. Spy kids matter.
Or us bias. Next one. Robin Hood TV series.
Oh, this is Robin Hood's.
Yeah, oh, sorry, Robin with a Y.
Did you? Quick question.
Yes.
We all watched the trailer. I'm assuming. Yes.
I didn't watch it.
Of course you did.
Oh,
so did you?
Why am I gonna? I have a limited amount of time on Earth. I'm not gonna fucking waste my time.
Well, I watched it as I drove here. Did you?
Yeah. Good thing you
on engine. The road. He wasn't even watching the road. Kids. Like, it was his
drive. Yeah, we got close a couple times.
He killed like three people. Did I what?
Yeah. I hit a deer, even though there's no deer out here.
It's venison.
Did you read the comments?
No, I haven't read the comments. How good are they?
Give yourself a good old.
Oh, I need to watch. I forgot to read the comments.
Read the motherfucking comments.
I knew
okay,
I read.
Okay, well, one
oh,
thing.
God,
are they,
no
are
one's
are
looking
they,
forward
like,
to this.
Are they like super racist comments, though?
Not necessarily.
Oh, they're
no.
like, this is stupid, probably. Like, what no. the? Because it's a dumb fucking show idea.
No, they're like, oh, great. Whoa.
You better be
great.
Careful. They're going to get fucking.
Canceled? It's in Canada. Canada's not a real country.
Yeah.
By the way, Frasier's in the building.
Speaking of which, Frasier
hey.
Series reboots.
I saw the pseudo trailer for this.
Now I saw the pseudo trailer for this.
Well, there was.
I don't like it.
The one with all the coloring and scribblies and stuff like that.
I saw some shots of this show.
I did too.
Where's Niles?
They're not in it.
Why?
We went
they didn't
over this
want to be
before.
In it. They said they didn't want to be in it.
Why?
Because they said no. They said, you know what they said, DJ?
What?
Pass.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
Canceled.
You're canceled, Miles. You're fucking canceled.
I'm unsubscribing to you. I'm no longer your doctor.
I'm referring you to another doctor.
I'm referring you to another doctor. Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn, medicine.
Lady. No, well, no, we can't say woman anymore.
Was there a falling out between
Dr. Quinn, medicine person?
No falling out. No, 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 no. Niles, he's like, dude, I got my money. I'm living my life. I don't want to like, fuck that, work. Man. And everybody else that's alive was like, no, I don't want to do it. Maybe you'll get a, you know, little.
Maybe a maybe
you'll get your Samantha, you know, cameo.
They have Niles' son, apparently. And I'm like, how's Niles' son going to be in there and not Niles?
Yeah.
Who's Niles'
and it's
son?
In, playing his son? They're in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, they went to Chicago from
Seattle. Yeah, they're not in Seattle anymore.
I'm going to watch it. I will let you know.
Let me know if I should pop this on. I should have.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not either.
I am not looking forward to
it. I want to watch Frasier and Niles together. That was the whole fucking show. And the dad, but he's not, you know, he's not with us anymore. John Mahoney passed away.
Yeah, we'll bring him back. We'll bring him back.
Nobody ever really does. Nobody's ever really gone.
They're going to pull a, what's it, Moff Tarkin?
Yeah. The Sopranos, oh, where
don't ever do Sopranos, kids. There was a show back in the day called Sopranos where
it's as bad as it's actually worse than you imagine.
It is so, it's like the, you know, the Princess Leia thing in Rogue One.
It's early 2000, dude. It's early 2000.
Oh, worse than
it's like 2003 or whatever.
I think they use Photoshop to keep her head.
They use old footage and then they cut it out, but it just it looks like a child did it.
It looks like, yeah.
Well, that's why they went from HBO Max to just Max because of
yeah,
that.
They lost their Max.
they lost
HBO. They lost
HBO. Like, I can't be responsible for this. I don't want my name on it.
20 plus years later.
Last one. Well, you know what? Fuck it. Last one was Dune 2 delayed, but I got the killer, so fuck you. Yeah. Danny Villeneuve.
Is there a reason why we're delayed here?
I think they want to be able to promote their movie with the actors, and the rest of the movies that are coming out this year suck, so they don't, well, don't give a shit about the promotion.
I mean, don't you think the same people that are gonna that saw Dune 1 will see Dune 2?
I think so. That's,
remember, Dune 1 came out during COVID, so not a lot of people saw Dune in the theater. Not a lot of people. So,
but you think overall a lot of people saw Dune?
I think they're gonna re-release Dune 1. I'm like 95% sure of that. So
you think they'll do like a double feature some places?
Yeah, I'm pretty
like
sure. Dune 1, Dune 2. I've heard word around a campfire at my job is that they're gonna re-release that. Yeah. Yeah. Also, by the way, Justin, they're re-releasing all the Batman. Hey, James Gunn, be careful. They're releasing all the Batman movies in the theater.
It better not be Batman 89.
This has been Word Association. In terms of entertainment, it's the first and worst thing that pops in your head.
Let's do a little TV roundup.
Boom.
Justin, you've been gone for a while. What you been watching on the TV? Huh?
You know, I don't know if I've told you guys, but we've been watching our marathon lately has been the Modern Family.
A show I was so addicted to for about three seasons, and then I fell the fuck off.
It gets small, and unfortunately gets better as it goes on. But we all know what it is. So let me just skip right over that, because we started a new show.
Oh.
And it's a Peacock original.
Uh-oh. Oh,
this might be on my list.
Is this Poker Face you're talking about?
No.
I think it's going to be killing it.
It's killing it.
Yeah.
Should I watch Killing It?
You should.
I saw it and I paused.
Fantastic.
It's good, huh? Gets better and better every episode. If you don't like the first episode, give it more time.
Yeah.
How many episodes should I give it?
Give it a...
Just watch the entire series.
You go through the series. It's only like... What is it? Like 10? 10 episodes.
They have two seasons.
It's 10 episodes. There's two seasons. And I think the second season just finished, right? Just finished a couple days ago.
They released the entire thing all at once. So,
On August 17th, it looks like. Okay. So, Killing It is really, really good. And I honestly mean it gets better and better. Craig Robinson.
Is it you got to be a little lifted to like it?
Nah,
or is it so
no. I was high as a kite, but
I watch it sober. So
I don't think you need that because the actors in it really do a great job.
She has some good twists in season
there is,
two.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to say anything.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, it's about making money. This, so. You know, it's about the American dream. And
it takes place in Florida.
It does take place in Florida. There's many times I got to tell Samantha.
Shot for Florida or actually Florida?
No, I think it was shot in Florida.
I think most of it was shot in Florida.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll check it.
And it's interesting because the first season takes place in the past. 2016, November 2016, okay, which is interesting. But it was fun because I got to tell, you know, when I lived there, I got to explain, yeah, you know, how Florida was. New Orleans, it was filmed, it looks like, Louisiana. Yeah, okay,
they do that.
Maybe the swamp shots and like the
season one.
Lazy shots.
Season two, looks like it's California mostly.
Okay. Florida is really, there's this guy named Ron DeSantis who really doesn't like people shooting here.
Ron DeSantis?
I mean, he likes people shooting, but
no, he likes people shooting.
He likes guns all the time. Shoot all you want.
As long as you're shooting not white people.
Is that a gun? Good. Is that a camera? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's good, man. You know, the relationship between the two brothers is wonderful.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Craig Robinson and his brother. And then there is a little reunion from another Netflix show, which I know Matt probably knows what I'm talking about, but we talked about it before. It's called Love, right? The show was called Love on Netflix, and I love that show.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was good. And there's I would call her probably, I don't know if she's a character actor, but you know, Claudia, I forget her last name, that she's on that show. She's an Australian.
Yeah, she's really good.
Comedian actress, and she's fucking hilarious, and she's a wonderful.
She might be.
She's one of those wonderful people that you just love watching, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I would say
watch it.
Check it out. Yeah. Killing it. It's been great, right, man.
You keep fucking force feeding the show to me. It's better be fucking good.
I told you about it during season one, and now
Matthew told me from
he's justifying it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his name's Justin.
It's a double down. We got a double down situation.
Double down.
Matthew. Stewart.
Is that all Justin was watching?
That's all I'm watching. That Modern Family.
Justin is a one show guy, man. He's a one trick pony, that guy.
I don't mix. If I have a Paul nice Simon glass of wine, I'm not soda and fucking
bring me
beer.
Soda.
I'm enjoying it. I'm taking it, putting it in my mouth.
Ooh, easy.
Yeah, put it in.
Oh,
yeah,
look at
that. Tasting it.
Okay. Matthew, you're a whore. What shows have you been watching?
you're a fucking slag.
I'm a fucking slag. All right. Rapid fire. Harley Quinn on HBO. Fun.
Ooh, so good.
Twisted Metal all the way through was a lot of fun.
You beat me.
Yeah. After Party has been good. Season 2. It's on Apple Plus. House of Hammer.
You got to it, you son of a bitch.
Can all talk about it finally.
We can talk about
it
finally.
I think it's fucking
crazy, right? You thought we were fucking around, didn't you, you bitch? We were joking.
Ain't no one fucking around with that one, dude.
Nope.
There's people fucking on that
show. There's a lot of people fucking around.
Some
of them don't want to.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I don't want to fuck at all.
What? Let me ask you a question, Matthew. You've seen House of Hammer, okay? I cannot wait to ask these questions. All right, Matthew. What was going through your head when you saw him walking to his apartment or hotel room and there was a girl in leather on his bed?
That was my favorite part. It was I was like, what the fuck is this guy? Like,
Army Hammer, kids. Actor Army Hammer.
Actor. Former actor.
Former actor. There's a reason. He is a little bit of a freak.
He's a freak. But, I mean, okay.
He's something.
There's nothing I'm condoning about unconsensual shit. But it's like kink shaming type of thing was kind of like an odd thing where I'm like, aren't we supposed to be
open,
understanding?
It depends who's
way?
Doing it, though. That's how this world works.
If it's Army Hammer, it's off fucking, it's off limits.
Yeah, but he was
a white male. Matthew, he's a white male. You can't do that to a white male.
Yeah, but he was also using his power to, like, you know, showing up people's houses and
grooming and doing
the way that show is made. It's made very well, because at first you're like, okay, this is weird, but I don't see the big
it's him using his power in order to you know, do fucked up shit and stuff.
Right.
And it's like, some people were lucky, some people weren't as lucky, so that type of thing too. So, but the whole thing about the family and everything, and people were making a bigger deal about that whole thing, it's like, that's fucking business as usual. Like,
the chair made of women.
I mean, what the fuck are fucking people like up in arms about? It's like, that's white people acting normal.
A lot of people don't know that white people acting like that is happens. That's why.
That's like,
it was
that's
the first
literally, yeah. Fuck. It's like, white people have been doing this for centuries.
That's true. This is Caligula fucking
centuries. Yeah, thousands of years probably. You know, you go back to Nero fiddling while fucking fucking Rome was burning. It's like, true. White people have been acting bad for a long time.
Yeah. And then, it didn't stop with his family, though.
Yeah. And then, it didn't start. It didn't stop with fucking Armie Hammer's fucking fucked up fucking family and shit like that. So, like, it's like, yeah, he fucking tied some girls up and fucking bit them and did fucking fucked up shit, but.
Crazy fucked up shit.
Also finished up The Witcher. That was lackluster.
I'm so sorry.
Supermarket Sweep. Watching a lot of that.
Supermarket Sweep, huh?
Yeah.
How are they dealing with the influx on prices of groceries?
Well, these are the old ones. From never the thought 90s, I'd ever heard so this. They don't care. Everything was way cheaper back in the 90s.
Is inflation not and it's not a problem? Huh?
No,
well, Justin, you just steal the food in that show, doesn't it? You just take it.
Well, the whole thing about Supermarket Sweep is that they have this like made up grocery store, but all the groceries are like no longer good. They're just like boxes, so they're not really there.
Of all the segues, I never thought we'd have in this show.
I mean, we're worried about the big picture stuff here.
Yeah, we're trying to keep ahead of the game.
What year would you say these episodes take place in?
Supermarket Sweep?
Yeah, was that the 90s? 89,
91, 92,
93.
Yeah.
Who's the host? Good years.
Ruprecht. His name is like something Ruprecht. He's like the Pat Sajak of grocery bills.
Pat Sajak, devil worshiper.
But what? No, I thought Pat Sajak was like a MAGA guy. No, now though.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I worship the devil, and I worship Hail Satan, but I'm not a MAGA guy.
Rubik's, didn't he die slipping on a banana peel?
I think that was Mr. Magoo, actually.
Two more. The Untold documentaries on Netflix. Those have been entertaining.
Very good. Those are very well made.
Were they told finally?
They finally told him. I heard him. Yeah, it was crazy.
Who would have thought?
False advertising,
The last one was the Gator one, which was entertaining. So,
ooh.
It's a four-parter, too, with the Gators.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
And the last one is Detroiters. It's Sam Richardson and Tim Robinson.
You're the biggest Sam Richardson fan I know.
Or is he the big Tim Robinson fan?
I think I'm the Tim Robinson guy.
Yeah. on Mushrooms, I was trying to show a couple Tim Robinson skits to my wife, and she just isn't taking it. I've talked on the show how much I hated it, that show, and I've come around to really appreciate it. I think some of the skits could be cut a little bit earlier.
Some of them are a little long.
They go a little too
indulgent. Yeah. Indulgent sketches.
It's usually the last skit.
Can I explain why? Oh, so I gave her my phone. She needed to look something up, and again on mushrooms, and she wanted to make a dessert because we were having a hurricane hit us, and we were just eating and laughing. And on my web, she got onto my web browser on my phone, and there is a whole bunch of photos of khakis with pee stains everywhere.
Calico cut pants.
Calico. And she's like, what is this? And I was like, all right, let me explain.
She's about to kink shame you.
Calico cut pants. Suck.
And I explained to her.
You should have, Justin, you fucked up. You should have just went, look, I got a thing. I really like to pee my pants.
That's how they are. That's just how they are. That's how they come.
That's how they come.
You know what she says? So I played with it a little bit. She's like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, calico. And I'm like, yeah, they sell stains. They got pee stains on. She goes, why are they all sold out?
It's like Supreme. That's why.
I go,
why are they, you're going to need a that's said, a fantastic that, question. Yeah. That's a fantastic question. Oh, it fit perfect.
I started laughing so hard. I got to show it to you. And I showed it to her. And she's like, all right.
I get it.
I love that sketch. That's like,
now you
got to
donate.
It's like PBS. If you don't donate, it goes dark.
It goes away.
It's like, hey, here's that note I gave you.
But I was just like the day before.
You gotta give.
I wonder if it's a real website, you know? And I just Googled it.
Calico cut pants? Yeah, of course. It has to be.
They made a web. Fans made it.
CalicoCutPants.com. Oh, by the way, in Detroiters, Kevin Nash is in an episode.
Kevin Nash is still kicking?
Yeah, he's in an episode.
I know he's not dead, but he's around and about?
Rick Horn's in an episode too.
What random fucking, are they from Detroit, those guys?
Yeah, they're both from Detroit. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know Kevin Nash was from Detroit.
Yeah, Tim Meadows is in an episode. Jason Sudeikis is in a couple episodes.
What is this on? That's on Mustache, or does
it's on Paramount Plus, but it was on Comedy Central back in the day. Two seasons, 20 episodes, like 22 minutes an episode.
God, it doesn't ring a bell for me.
Detroiters. Yeah, it's funny. It came out in 2017. So it predates even Ted Lasso, and that explains why Sam Richardson was in Ted Lasso.
You know what? You're right. He's a fucking Nigerian guy. You're right. Yep. Makes sense.
There you go. And they're both fucking funny. That's two Sam Richardson shows. This
That's what
and,
I said. You're Sam Richardson, Mark.
This and After Party.
Yeah. And Ted Lasso. I guess now.
CalicoCutPants.com.
That CalicoCutPants.com loves. It's I don't care. Now it's been a really slow,
month. I don't care, DJ, with your.
I don't know. I've been watching all this stuff.
Yeah, Matthew watched a lot of stuff. And I kind of fell back and I didn't watch a lot of stuff. So I only watch 8 shows.
I watch more than you.
Yeah. But I've never seen any of these shows before. So remember, I have to make it all new over there. I'm going to start with Netflix. Dude. The Chosen One.
The fuck is this?
I don't think this one's the chosen one.
Chosen one.
I'm gonna unchoose this and say I don't care.
Okay. Still one on Apple TV. Strange Planet.
Yeah. Oh, is this what is Strange Planet? Is this like a documentary?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, moving on to Disney Plus. Ahsoka.
I don't care.
Oh, I have been watching that too, and I was like,
yeah.
We'll
talk about it at some point when we all maybe watch it.
All right, fine.
It's only 2 episodes. You can't watch it. You can't talk about it yet.
Yeah, fine. Moving on to Channel 4. It's a British channel.
Oh, yeah.
Five
Star Chef. Is this with Gordon Ramsay?
No.
Oh, who's it? Who's your chef?
Is it a show?
It's a show.
Is this Jamie Oliver?
Nope.
I don't think it's one of those shows.
Nope.
I think it's an actual show.
Yep. Oh, it's a show.
It's a cooking show.
Oh, so it's like a reality.
Oh yeah, I've seen the poster.
Five Star Chef.
It's on Netflix too. If you
Channel 4 is where I saw it.
Yeah, Channel 4.
British kind of.
She's talented up and coming chef.
Don't
out.
Read the. That was cheating, you son of a bitch.
He wants to know what it is.
Do they fight?
Yeah, do they
you
want
to know?
Is it a show where they give one chef a knife and the other chef a knife and go,
oh, they fight to the death like the
fight
Joker?
To the death.
Tryouts.
Like, no finger chef.
No finger chef.
You care? Channel 4, huh? Yeah. I don't care.
On to. How would I say this? Arsenal.com/YouTube.
Oh, God.
Back home.
It's like a
soccer
football?
Documentary. It's football. It's from the footies.
I don't care about anything back home. That's related to football soccer.
Okay.
I'm happy you enjoyed, though.
How do you feel about that guy who put his lips on that lady in the world?
Is that the FIFA, right? The FIFA?
That's from Spain. That has nothing to do with us. We're Arsenal. We're from
England. Seems like the women didn't mind, so let's move on.
Okay, moving on. Netflix.
They had it coming.
They had it coming. They all have it coming, kid. Who was Aaron Carter?
Aaron Carter?
It's just that sad thing that he's dead now, though.
Aaron. No, this is spelled Aaron, E-R-I-N, not A-A-R.
Oh, thank God. So it's entertaining, at least. Okay.
Yeah.
Who is Aaron Carter?
I don't know, so I don't care.
Who is Aaron Carter?
No one knows.
Who is Aaron Carter?
What was that on?
Who is Aaron Carter?
What was that on?
What's it on? Netflix?
Netflix has a lot of trash.
Yeah. That's trash.
Yeah, that's trash, bro.
You want me to talk about the trash?
Well, we don't know who Aaron Carter is, so.
Yeah. Who is
Aaron Carter?
Who is Aaron Carter?
Is there a question mark in the title?
What?
Yes.
No, it's a declamatory statement. Like, who's Aaron Carter? I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm going to tell you who the fuck is. I'm going to tell you who Aaron Carter is, motherfucker.
What number are we on here?
This is number 6.
Oh, we got 2 left. Mm-hmm. It's only going to get better from here.
Is it?
By the way, I was in a supermarket robbery as well.
Oh, you fucking cheater. They're moving on to HBO. Winning Time Season 2.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching that too. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's good, huh?
It is good so far.
Do you care?
I mean, I know it's good, so I guess I don't care.
All right, moving on to Paramount Plus.
Number one. Boo, 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 boo.
I don't have the
Plus. This is going to be the Zoe Saldana.
I just have the Paramount. I don't have the Plus.
This is special ops Lioness.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, it was Zoe Saldana.
Special ops.
Taylor Sheridan.
Oh, really? What's it called? Yeah. What's it called again?
Special ops.
Oh, it's a Taylor special ops movie?
It's called Special Ops.
Lioness.
Lioness.
You know what we need to do in Hollywood? Just have one person write shows from now on.
Yes.
Matthew,
I agree.
I sound like an AI right now.
You know, I got a better idea, Matthew.
I'm going to write
people,
this.
Let's get all the good people who know how to write the shows, and all the people who don't know how to write, get them the fuck out.
That's the problem. I think I saw
the trailer for that.
No offense to all you people on the picket lines, but most of you should
suck. Most of you guys suck. Just stay at home. Good writers, come back.
I find it funny that none of the good writers are on the picket line.
Yeah, because they're writing, Matthew. Yeah. Good writers didn't go on strike. They're
at home
shit,
writing.
Right? They're writing right now. They do their jobs. They're fucking good. That's why they're good.
Oh, man.
Is Aaron Sorkin out there?
This podcast is going to be canceled.
I guess I care. I kind of want to hear you talk about it.
Do you want to hear me?
I'm Matthew, a big Zoe fan.
I care about this, but I have a feeling it's going to be just like a lot of other Taylor Sheridan things. Which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to guess it had a good start, but it's gotten kind of stale.
Do you care? So you want me to talk about it? Okay, Special
yeah,
Ops...
I mean, you might as well. It's the last one, buddy.
Special Ops Lioness is...
fine.
Good.
Okay, good.
It's good.
If I had to rank between 1893, 1923, yeah. Yellowstone, Mayor of Kingstown, and this,
yeah,
I put this down.
Mayor of Kingstown's number one.
Mayor of Kingstown, I'd probably say number one. Yellowstone kind of fell off last season, but it started off fantastic. I'd probably put Mayor of Kingstown, Yellowstone, then this.
Okay.
Because it's kind of got that Mayor of Kingstown feel, but in the spy government agency world. Here's the thing about the show.
What's that other spy show you've been watching with Kerry Russell? What's that other one?
That's a diplomatic show. It's called a diplomatic.
It seemed like more
government than spy stuff. There's spy stuff going around, but it's on the tertiary. But this show is essentially Zoe Saldana has a special ops team, a QRF team that pretty much she gets women and she embeds them with terrorist organizations and uses them to find these people and then kills them up.
Well, they blew their cover when they had to get in the car and drive.
Stuff like that, yeah.
You a woman can drive? You must be special ops.
I'm not gonna I'll spoil a little thing in the beginning of the first episode. One of the women that she had embedded who doesn't make it. One of the terrorists that she was embedded with sees that she has a crucifix tattooed to her rib cage. So they're about to cut off her fucking head. And Zoe Saldana has to decide, do I send my QRF team in there to try and rescue her, which they probably can't get to her in time, or just blow up the entire compound? And Zoe Saldana is kind of very matter of fact in this show. She's very about that business. Cool. So she doesn't try a rescue mission, put it that way.
That's good. My only thing is the pretentiousness of the title.
Yeah, there's a horrible
title. It's got a lot to it. Covert
well, because they think they're going to do multiple special ops.
I think they should have just called the show Lioness, leave out the special ops thing.
My only other issue is Nicole Kidman. So she's can you talk more really, about that?
Nicole Kidman is badass. She is essentially the Kevin Costner of this show. She's the badass, no nonsense, who gives a fuck. Zoe Saldana answers to her. The last episode I saw, which was last week, Morgan Freeman shows up. He's one of the government. I think he's the White House chief of staff. He's just to hear good writing coming out of Morgan Freeman's mouth again was good because it's like, oh wow, this is a terror.
Factor, Morgan Freeman.
This is more like, I don't give a shit. Morgan Freeman.
Is this like Wanted Morgan Freeman?
He's a little bit like he curses. He says a fuck word. He says fuck off.
Cool. All right.
There's a scene where the government agency is essentially doing let's say, counterterrorism shit on American soil. And Morgan Freeman don't like that too much. So the guy was like, well, I can't tell you that we did it, but I could go and print some shirts and say that we did. He's like being a snarky motherfucker to Morgan Freeman. So Morgan Freeman like lays the law down and goes, you can print your fucking t-shirts now. Like that. Like that's, it was just hearing good write. Guys, remember TV shows with good writing?
Who writes it?
Never again.
Taylor Sheridan writes it.
Yeah. Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. So
created and written.
I don't know about that guy.
The only thing that really bugs me is I don't like undercover shows, and this show is an undercover show. But so sometimes you're following this character who's gone undercover. Good? Huh?
Is he that good?
Who?
Taylor Sheridan.
You know, honestly, man. I just don't feel like it's him. I feel like it's somebody else, and he's like
Taylor Sheridan. You don't think he did it?
Who else is it?
I don't think he's. I think he's got a ghostwriter or something.
Either way, whoever the ghostwriter is, keep him in the fucking dungeon. He's good too. He's good. Whoever this guy is, he's a good. He's good shit.
He reminds me of like you have Aaron Sorkin, right? He is Heinz ketchup, and if you go to Trader Joe's, you're gonna get
Quentin.
You're gonna get the Heinz ketchup, but it's gonna be a Sheraton brand.
You're gonna get Joe Heinz.
You're saying that Sheridan's kind of like a knockoff.
I think he's packaged something else with his name.
He's packaged well.
You think he's the same guy?
Allegedly, I've heard.
I like a lot of Trader Joe's food though.
It's good.
Yeah. Here's the thing I'd say about Sheridan's writing. What? It's Heinz. It's more, if I had to pick which one, he's more Sorkin than Tarantino. There's situations that do happen in Sheridan and stuff.
I don't think Sheridan writes cold. It's cold. He doesn't write smart. He doesn't write like
fantastical.
He doesn't write quippy.
Yeah, there are quips. There are quips. Like there's a scene where a guy tries to, let's say,
but it's not like rapid fire, like
that. No, it's a lot of hoorah. When you get into the hoorah, he's really good at writing hoorah stuff. If it's cowboy hoorah, gangster hoorah, or in this case, Marine hoorah, he's very good at that. And that's a lot. There's the QRF team, which is essentially Zoe Saldana's unit. When they're together and they're dealing with shit, it's cool. But sometimes you leave them and go with the girl who's embedded with the terrorist group, and it's kind of like you can take it or leave it. When Nicole Kidman and Zoe Saldana have their conversations, those shits are good. Because I don't know what the hell he's writing for. People talk about, they don't write strong women characters in these shows. You guys don't like. Nicole Kidman is fucking like, yo, she don't give a fuck. When you watch the show, she's like your girl from Yellowstone. What's her name? Hot chick.
Pam.
Yeah.
She's like Beth.
She's like a Beth kind of character. Where she doesn't give a fuck and she'll tell you right in your face and shut the fuck up. She looks down Marines and laughs at them because she knows she's the fucking badass motherfucker. So I think she's the head of the CIA or something to that effect. But yeah, in terms of good writing, it's just a good written show. I don't know if it's for everybody. If you don't like Taylor Sheridan, you'll definitely not like this. It feels like, and all of Taylor Sheridan stuff is all, people say it's the same. It's got the same vibe, I'd say. It has the same vibe as a Wind River. Or High Water or Mayor King.
Oh yeah, what about Tulsa King?
Tulsa King is the jokiest I've ever seen a Taylor Sheridan show. I'm not a fan of Tulsa King because it's not it's gonna sound weird. It's not the same. It doesn't feel like that's the one. It doesn't feel like he wrote it. That feels like somebody else wrote it and he put his name on it.
It's like James Gunn wrote it, but he helped or something like that. Yeah.
Unless Stallone ghost wrote half of his dialogue because it doesn't make sense. But yeah, this is a show that I like, but I know people might not like. I know Matthew and Justin. I'm not sure if it's
for you. I like Zoe.
You like CIA government stuff?
Of course.
But here's the thing: when you hit into the government stuff, it's not the whole show. A lot of it is this character, this girl who's undercover.
Thing scares me.
She her facial surgeries
it's bad. I know. I've been talking about it for years and everyone's
it's
like,
not good. I watched Destroyer, which is a great Nicole Kidman movie. She's like, they make her look ugly, and then I realized watching Lioness they didn't try that hard.
No, not with her.
She's got like a really small nose now.
I haven't seen any interviews with her.
Yeah, she's a little wacky.
A little wacky?
A little wacky.
You think it's because of all that indoctrination is finally catching up to her?
I think it's because the
Scientology got her?
Maybe.
I don't think it's
like postpartum Scientology.
Maybe it's because her toilet goes the other way in Australia. You know?
Oh, that's true. That's fucking a wives tale, you pissed. Son of...
Makes things a little weird for...
Have you ever taken a shit in Australia?
Come on. Toilet? Who hasn't, Matthew? Who fucking hasn't?
Who hasn't been out back, all right?
Time to lend attention to our loquacious lady of lewd and languid levity. It's Julie's diary.
Dear diary, Hollywood is fucked. Not just because of the strike. Not just because of blockbusters are bombing left and right. Not just because actors like Rachel Zegler are so self-absorbed in their own bullshit that they torpedo their own films before they even come out. Not just because studio heads are now closer to hollow bankers than true cinematic artists beaming with creativity. Not just because they've just about mined and collectively destroyed every single fucking IP left out there. Not just because the actual goddamn location, with its earthquakes and hurricanes and hurricanes, is the closest thing to a hellmouth on this planet. Hollywood is fucked. And it's because Pete Davidson has another movie coming out. Yes, I'm still on Pete Davidson. I truly fucking hate this guy. The only appropriate thing is that the word dumb is in the title of the movie he's in. Look it up.
This has been Julie's Diary. The Simplistic Reviews podcast will be back right after this.
Want to know what's happening for the weekend? Then check out Subject Cinema's 3-Minute Weekend, spotlighting all the new films hitting your local theaters. Join host T.C. Kirkham as he gives you the 411 on all the new blockbuster releases, as well as the indies that might be coming to your town, and choices for video on demand as well. 3-Minute Weekend, every Friday morning, from Subject Cinema and eCinema1.com, a member of the Lamb Podcasting Network, a PNR Networks podcast.
This fall, from the people who brought you Gran Turismo, comes another remarkable true story. Call of Duty.
You can't say that. It's not a true story.
We'll sell more tickets if I say it's a true story.
Yeah, well, we'll also get sued if you, like, lie in an advertisement broadcast to a national audience.
That can't be true.
Let me get this straight. You want me to invade North Korea, a blatant act of war that I'm pretty sure can't happen without the approval of Congress, and you want me to do it with a soldier plucked out of a group of incel, loser, crybaby, Nancy boys who live in their mama's basement, who are supposed pros at playing a stupid video game?
Not just any video game. Call of Duty.
Remind me, how did you get elected president again?
Call of Duty. Okay, we looked it up and it's true. We can be sued for lying, so how about Call of Duty based on a true story?
It isn't based on a true story. It isn't based on anything. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
How can you be so sure?
Welcome to the first day of basic training, ladies. Now, basic typically takes about 10 weeks, but I only got one. Because I'm under orders by a president clearly in the midst of a nervous breakdown. A pretty tough feat, especially because you're all a bunch of losers who suck on your thumb while eating your flaming hot Cheetos while playing on your little Sony Playboxes because you're nerds. You're all fucking shitty, stupid, dumbass nerds. And I hate you because you use your recreational time to play electronic games. I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Call of Duty. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
The names haven't been changed. They were totally made up. No one in this film ever existed.
Fine.
Mr. President, of all the virgin, man-child, wussy, dorky, geekwad, waste of oxygen, he is the best one.
Man. You really hate people who play video games.
I really hate people who play video games, sir.
Call of Duty, a documentary for the ages.
It's not a documentary. Everything in this is fake. Documentaries are about real things that happened.
So you're telling me March of the Penguins really happened?
Yeah, wait. Do you think penguins aren't real?
All right, platoon, we got a sniper up there in the ridgeline. Everybody stand fast till we get air support.
Wait, I know this terrain. I've played it 1,000 times. Okay, I'll draw his fire, and you guys double back and flank him. Then you come back around and revive me, okay? Ready. Move out!
No, wait.
Leroy Jenkins!
I think he's dead, Sarge.
Well, shit. Call of Duty. A true story. Kinda in the way Fargo and Inglourious Bastards is a true story. That good?
Oddly, yeah.
It's the game that gives you a peek into Matt and Justin's future as old Sino men. It's simple name recognition.
The name of the game is simple name recognition, and this is the sequel September, as Justin might call it. So you guys have played this game before. It's a it's the time where I name a character from a movie, these guys are going to have to work together this time to guess the movie. You guys were going against each other back last time you played this game, and you guys did really poorly. So I'm going to make you guys work together this time.
I thought we've done this together, and we've always done well.
No, you've been against each other in February. I remember I re-listened to the episode to make sure I didn't duplicate it.
Where was I?
But everybody, here's the trick.
Show us on the show.
I will say, yeah, you were there. I will name a character and realize that the movie I'm looking for that these people are in will all be sequels of movies. And sometimes there are multiple right answers to these questions because there are multiple sequels of these characters. Okay. So
if I
were to say Maxwell Shrek, you'd say
Maxwell Shrek?
Batman Returns.
Correct. See, that's why you're working together.
But I guess I have to say the name again so I can understand it. Okay.
Well, I'm going to start easy and they're going to get very...
Like, I'm not like Justin right now, hiding in the dark.
Hiding in the dark like the Phantom.
I feel like Justin right now looks like fucking Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now.
He does look like Marlon Brando. The horror. The horror. I
had to dance the horror. The horror.
The horror. The horror. All right, first one. Leo gets
Lethal Weapon.
Three, and four.
Two, three, and four. Thank you, Matthew. Because Lethal Weapon's wrong. It's not in Lethal Weapon. He's in Lethal Weapon 2, 3, 4.
Okay, I got name 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Matthew just said your ass. Correct.
Were you gonna like get him off the like that quick? It's like first answer, you're fucking out of here.
He said Lethal Weapon. I didn't say Lethal Weapon that quick. He just went bam, Lethal Weapon.
I know. He was a Lethal Weapon. Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess?
Next one. Justin should get this. You guys both should get this, but you guys know this. Dr. Chase Meridian.
Batman Forever.
Oh, we just talked about Nicole Kidman. Next one.
She looked good in that movie.
She did look good.
That's what chicks take the car.
hey, James Bond. James Gunn, calm down. All right.
Hey.
You like Batman Forever.
He didn't say anything bad about
that. He didn't say anything negative about Batman Forever. That's
true. Like Batman Forever.
I fucking love Batman Forever.
That's the way in. What you liked it, it's like, no, I'll get takeout.
How about you were against Michael Keaton? Anyway, Ellie Driver. That's a tough one.
Oh.
Or L Driver, either way.
Oh. Kill Bill 2.
Oh, Matthew's cooking with gas. He's on smoke, as they say in London. He's on smoke.
I'm smoking, baby.
Smoking. Next one.
Okay.
Hyman Roth.
Hyman Roth.
It's a tough one.
I broke my Hyman once.
I couldn't believe this was the guy's name. It's a tough one, guys. It's a tough one. It's the first kind of tough one.
That is a tough one.
Hyman Roth. And you've both seen all. You guys have all seen these movies, by the way. These are all movies you've seen.
Oh, we've seen them all, huh?
Seen them all. And there's Hyman a sequel. They're all sequels.
Hyman Roth. Hyman.
That's the Godfather. Godfather?
Which one?
Two?
Correct.
I'm going to say the movie. I'm going to two. Or three.
We're working together.
Hyman Roth was the bad guy in part two.
Part two.
Next one.
I don't like part two. I like part one better.
People fight about this. All right. People fight about this.
I'm going to fight you.
So, some days I like part one. Some days I like part two. It matters a day.
Every day, part one.
All right, fuck you. Next one.
Fuck me. Fuck you. Fuck everyone.
Fuck you. Fuck everybody. William Stryker.
William Stryker's X-Man.
Two.
Well,
correct.
Two.
X2.
But he's also
he's also in.
There are multiple answers. There are multiple answers.
Yes. Wolverine. Wolverine Origins.
Oh, and then is it
right there? You're right there. You're right there.
God damn it! What's the other movie?
Think about a canceled director. Think hard.
X. We already got the first one. He can't. He was canceled.
X2.
Yes.
Wolverine Origins.
Mm-hmm. Origins and Days of Future Past.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And
was he in?
I'm not sure if he's in Apocalypse. You might be in Apocalypse.
Was he in Apocalypse?
When they capture them, remember, and bring them back to the thing, I think he's in Apocalypse too. They capture all
is
the.
That, is that like an after credit sequence?
No. It's right after.
But he's older in that movie, I think, the younger one.
The Houston guy.
Danny Houston?
Nah, I think it's the younger one from Days of Future Past, the young striker. Because they Quicksilver saves him from the house.
Well, because Days of Future Past is in the
Days of Future Past 60s. Is the young one, and then Apocalypse is also
in the
young
80s.
So. Yeah, but it's still the young one. He's like they've aged him up a little bit because it's 7 years later, so they didn't jump all the way to.
It was only 7 years later.
Yeah.
Well, we got next the one. Ball, so fuck yeah, we're winning.
Here's one that I'm not sure if you're gonna get. Rose Tico.
Mm-hmm. Star Wars: The Last Jedi. And
correct. Correct.
The Balls of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker. I'll tell you, The Balls of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skyballer.
Right. It's some sky snowballing.
Luke Gayballer.
Luke Gayballer. Next one. Lieutenant Savick. Two answers for this. Lieutenant Savick.
That's
Lieutenant Savick. Or Mr. Savick, as if you will.
Hmm.
That's a little of a twist, a tricky hint there. Tricky hint.
I mean, with this,
Star Trek, mm-hmm. but I can't.
I don't watch a lot of Star Trek, so I can't really help here in terms of the movies. He was probably in part three.
You're correct. First off, it's a woman, and it's Lieutenant Savick was in Wrath of Khan, played by Kirstie Alley.
Wrath of Khan and another one, right?
Yeah, Search of Spock was number three. Yeah. They call her Mr. Savick on Wrath of Khan. I think it's a novel.
Oh, see, that's what threw me off. Mr.
That was a tricky hint. Kirk calls her
R.I.P.
Take her out, Mr. Savick.
She went crazy, too. She went full MAGA.
She did. She's down. She's dead now. Grima Wormtongue. Two answers for this.
Grima Wormtongue?
Wormtongue. I know this one.
Grima Wormtongue. Two answers.
You know this one, Justin?
Wormtongue. Played by an actor we all love.
Yeah, we all love and adore. It was
character actor we all love, but not like a super.
Is it like a Harry Potter or something?
Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, and Return of the King.
There we go. Oh. Yes. What's that actor's name again?
I keep forgetting. Those children movies.
Yeah, child. Those kid play movies.
Those kiddie movies you watch home alone.
It's like my favorite, line in the OC. They're like, remember when they made us watch that movie about those guys going up the hill? And they're like, oh yeah, the gay one, and then we're like, yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Good OC. Next one, Luther Stickwell. Multiple answers for this.
Luther Stickwell.
More than two.
Luther Stickwell.
Well, that's Mission Impossible. Yeah, Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah, it's Ben Grimm.
Well, he's in Mission Impossible 1, Mission Impossible 2, Mission Impossible 3,
yes.
Mission Impossible 4,
yes, cameo.
Mission Impossible 5,
correct, yes,
he's and Mission Impossible 6,
yes, he is,
and 7.1.
7.5, I guess.
No, I guess 7.5.
It's a cliffhanger. Next one.
7.5.
First mate Joshimi Gibbs.
First mate Josh. What?
Joshimi Gibbs.
Joshimi Gibbs.
Oh, well, this is a Pirates of the
Caribbean. Oh, my God.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Side note. Mm-hmm. I started watching Justify.
Ooh. Which one? The new one or the old one?
The old one.
Oh, you fucking lucky bitch.
And I get it.
You get it now? You get me? You get me?
Why it's good?
You get me?
is the new one Gibbs. Good?
The new one's... you never let me talk about it, but the problem is...
Well, you never told us about it.
I did. I told you last month. You guys said, I don't care.
That was Freddie's fault.
I want to talk about Hijack is what you guys told me.
That was funny too, though.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Lieutenant Gibbs is something that...
First Mate Gibbs. Matthew already got the movie, but he didn't say
it's
the movie.
It's a
franchise. He didn't say the movie.
Dead Men Tell No Tales or whatever it is.
Sure. I think he's in like six.
Is that Zoe Saldana?
I haven't watched those really.
He's in the first one. Zoe Saldana's in the first
one. I've
only
watched the first one.
Yeah. No, that's the only one you need to watch. Next one, Taserface.
Taserface.
This is our old buddy who doesn't like Batman. Well, at least Batman 89.
We don't know about the other ones.
He's only in one of the movies.
The volume two.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Next one. Justin Hammer.
By the way, it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Iron Man 2.
Correct. Next one.
And Hail to the King.
And Hail to the King. That's kind of like
not really a movie, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like a side thing. Chad Chelios.
But Hail to the King was in a movie. It was in the post-credit sequence to a movie, though.
I can't remember which one. Who cares?
I don't know which one.
It's a Marvel. They did. Chep Chelios. Yes. Chep Chelios.
Chris Chelios, the hockey player? Chev Chelios. This is a tough one. I don't know anybody named Chev.
It's a tough
Chev. Chelios.
People probably don't even know this character's name is Chep Chelios, but his name is Chep Chelios.
Wow. Yeah. I've never watched a movie with a character named Chep Chelios.
You've seen this movie. Oh, you've seen it.
I'm sure we
only have. One answer for this movie.
Well, I got two, but I'm not sure which one it was.
Well, guess one of them. You probably have a good flip of the coin.
Crank.
Which one? It's only one sequel. Crank 2 is the
part 2.
Well, I didn't know if it was. Is High Voltage 2? Crank 2 High Voltage?
Yeah.
I think it's called Crank 2 High Voltage.
I was thinking of High Voltage.
I think they've only made two, right?
I thought they had a 3D one.
I've seen all two in the theaters.
I don't even fucking know.
No, they only
did one.
Are you sure?
Should we Google?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, there's no way.
There's no way to do the third one.
I missed the third one.
I feel like Jason Statham likes to only make things in threes.
Wives, babies.
I mean, he's a good looking.
No, I don't think there's a third.
I think there's only two of them.
Jeff Chelios.
Lieutenant Mike Harrigan. Lieutenant Mike Harrigan.
Predator 2.
There we go.
Get the fuck out of here.
And in the script for Predators.
The second best Predator, despite, I don't care what anybody says.
Predators.
People like next Prey, one. But fuck that I love shit.
Predators. Praises, man, whatever. Marcus Brody.
Marcus Brody. Well, this is kind of a tricky one because if you go by timeline.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can guess it already. You know,
Marcus
you know
Brody.
You go by timeline is another one. You know what's funny? Matthew's right. If you go by timeline, it's a different one. But if you go by release date, it's a different one. Yeah. So. He's been in 2.5 movies.
Yeah.
The half is because it's not really him in the one I'm thinking of. It's a likeness of him.
The Bible tells of the Ark Living Mountains. Struck down by the wrath of God. Abner Ravenwood.
We don't need to know this movie so well. People don't know what we're talking about, but
I was like, fam, everybody fucking knows that, right?
Justin, do you know what the answer is? Matthew clearly knows.
The original. That one, you wouldn't be. I couldn't say that one because that would, by release date, it would be incorrect.
By release date, being incorrect.
You're talking about Temple of Doom.
No, you're not talking about Raiders.
Raiders.
Right. Raiders timeline is correct.
And then
Raiders
Last Crusade.
Yes.
He has a statue in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's the half, I would think.
In front of his library.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. He got lost in. His museum. Sorry, his museum.
Got lost in his own library. Next one. President Snow. President Snow.
Oh, Hunger Games 2, 3, fucking whatever.
What's the subtitle? No, I'm just
fucking... Mockingjay.
Yeah, I'll take it. I was going to say Catching Fire. Mockingjay would also work.
Oh, that fucking bullshit.
I haven't watched one of those.
Donald Sutherland deserved better.
He did. He fucking did.
He still does. He
did die laughing. Next one. He's like, this fucking franchise.
Yeah, he made a lot of money. Good for him.
They paid me, though. Next one. This is a tough one. Okay. Barbara Minerva.
Barbara Minerva.
It's a tough one. Barbara Minerva.
Barbara Minerva.
I think 7 people watched this movie.
Oh, God.
I want to say like Wonder Woman 1984.
But... Correct. That's the correct answer.
What?
That is the correct
answer.
Cheetah?
Yes.
Matthew
just pulled that from the fucking ether.
How did you pull that?
Well, the 7 people watching you gave it away.
Matthew was one of them. That's the movie where
I think we all watched it.
That's the movie where Wonder Woman rapes a guy. Next one.
Yeah, throws him up against the van that just gets destroyed and some other guy walks up and leaves.
And people were okay with it too.
Yeah, people are fine with it, I guess. But you know, she's not gonna be rescued by the princess, Matthew. Next one, Scud.
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 Fuck.
Tough one. Another tough one. We're in tough territories now.
Scud.
This is an actor? This is a character.
Scud. I think you guys going to get this one. This is a tough one. I thought this was good enough for you guys to know it, but also good enough for you guys
like
to not.
It's like Scud. Oh, like I feel like I just watched this movie recently too.
Scud. And he's not a major character, but he's not a big deal. He's in the movie. He's got character. He's got a role.
He's got some speaking lines.
He's got some role in there.
Scud. Scud.
I feel like Bud the Chud. Chud 2.
Chud 2.
Scud. Oh my God. I feel like I literally just watched this movie the other day.
Scud.
Scud.
Scud?
I don't know, dude.
I mean,
it's not gonna happen.
Is it Dread?
The answer was Blade 2.
Oh yeah,
it's your guy from Walking Dead.
Norman Reedus. Scud.
He is Scud. That's the first one you got wrong. I
take that back. I haven't seen that one in a while.
It's a good movie. Guillermo del Toro.
It is really good.
Yeah. Next one, Matthew should get this because he might be the only one who likes this movie. America Chavez.
Chavez.
Multiverse of Madness.
There you go. Correct.
I like that movie. I'm an apologist.
I don't know why.
I don't fucking know what your guys' problem is, but that movie's entertaining.
The script, the lack thereof.
Who gives a fuck? If you can take all the fucking talking out of it, it's actually entertaining.
That's so much talking that makes no sense. Next one. Or last one, excuse me.
Alexander Pierce.
Two answers for this, by the way.
That's Robert Redford.
It's true. You do have two answers.
It's Winter Soldier.
Correct.
Winter Soldier.
He comes back. I feel like it was like in a cameo.
Endgame, Matthew. Endgame. Justin is correct.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Like five seconds, he comes back at Endgame. Correct. You guys got one wrong.
Scud.
And it was
Scud. Scud. We're gonna miss it on fucking one. Fuck Scud.
I didn't know that was That's
his name. He had the glyphs on his lip.
It wasn't Scud. I was thinking of Nuke because Nuke is the drug they use in RoboCop 2.
Right. You
know, and I was thinking Nuke.
I was thinking of watching that movie recently.
2? RoboCop 2 is hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time. Should have picked a RoboCop character.
You should just watch them all. And then, yeah. Do yourself a favor and watch, like, Dark Justice and stuff like that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, sci-fi movies.
Yeah, what's Red Foreman's name in, what's Red Foreman's name in RoboCop? I forget his name. That guy.
Clarence Boniger.
Clarence.
Bitches leave.
I should have said Clarence Boniger. Matthew would have jumped on the shit.
Clarence Boniger was only in part one, though. He wasn't in part two.
Should have been in all of them. He's fucking awesome.
He got stabbed in the neck with the fucking, like...
with the fucking data disc
with
thing.
With the fucking dick. With the fucking dick
spike.
Got
dick in the fucking ear.
You know what? That's what I'm doing this weekend. I am watching fucking RoboCop and eating Outback.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man. That sounds really good.
That's a sounds like an American.
What are you getting at out? What are you getting at Outback?
I'm going to get a fucking Bloomin' Onion, then I'll get some steak, man.
Here's a little tip for you kids if you go to a steakhouse.
Yeah.
If you go to a good restaurant and you order a steak, you don't say, when they ask you.
Are you saying that Outback's not good?
It's not good.
You asshole.
When they ask you, how do you like your steak? You just say, however the chef prefers, and your steak will be the best fucking steak you've ever had in your life.
Well, that's a little tip. What if the chef is on crack?
Well, hopefully that won't. Well, if you go to Outback, he will be.
This has been simple name recognition. More detrimental to movie characters than the actor's strike.
Matthew, tell everybody.
I don't even know. Where do you even find our stuff? It's probably the same place. It's always been Simplistic Dive Reviews.
You're just wandering through the end of the show. Where are we?
No, but you can go to, like, you know, go, I don't know. Where do you listen to podcasts? Hold on a second. Hold on a minute here. I'm going to ask the audience real
He's
quick.
Angry.
Like, here, now
I've
angry.
Never seen him this angry.
So angry.
I'm so angry. I'm pissed off. I'm fired
where
up.
Where is this show that I'm on?
Oh, look what you did. So,
hey, I'm going to look right at the camera, even though the camera has.
He's pointing directly at you right now.
He's pointing right at you. He's like everybody Uncle Sam right in now. America. Like, yeah, I want you to listen to it. It's like, no, it's not, I don't want you to listen. Where do you listen to our podcast?
Can you hear him?
Shut up. I'm listening. Those...
Well, I have some news.
I'm sorry, we
news.
Yeah. We are now on iHeartRadio.
Hey, iHeart.
Hey,
we are on Player FM.
Yeah, nobody knows what that is.
We are
iHeart. Watch out for Army Hammer.
Samsung has its own app called Samsung Podcasts.
Sure. Nobody knows what the fuck that is either.
We are now on that. Okay, we are also on Podchaser, the world's most comprehensive podcast database.
We've just ruined you.
We're on something called Boomplay. I don't know what that is.
That's
we're
porn.
On that.
That's like
that's
it's
clearly
like,
porn.
That's like OnlyFans, but for
some people are into ass play, Justin. Some people are into Boomplay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's called Poonplay.
Boomplay. Sorry, wrong one. I thought you said I mixed my P and my B.
And that is the new ones. Of course, we are on Apple Podcasts.
Of course,
Google Podcasts.
Yeah, all
Podbean,
the good ones.
Spotify.
I love you, Podbean.
Amazon.
Yeah. You can listen to us or watch us on YouTube.
So yeah, let us know which one you listen to.
Yeah, go on
maybe
Letterboxd
you'll win something.
And stuff like that.
Maybe you'll win.
Listen to our commentaries where you watch me and Matthew react to Gina Gershon filleting a chicken bone.
Oh,
it was great.
God,
it was
so fucking hot.
What do you think about Killer Joe? Have you ever seen Killer Joe before?
I never saw it actually.
You know what? My favorite part of that podcast was we have like. I think a clear 2 minutes.
I love when you guys are like, no one really died in this movie.
No, he's dead.
Nobody.
You guys
are
like,
die.
Well, you know, what about Sandman? And you're like, well, he doesn't really count.
He didn't really die.
He got shot in the stomach, man.
But he didn't die like during the course. They might have called the police or the ambulance or something like that.
Said what?
Definitely eat some KFC watching that.
I just like the fact that, like, again, there was parts of that of that commentary where we were saying nothing
because it was so good,
and all it was like us watching it, like,
McConaughey was doing some shit at the end of that movie, man.
Oh yeah, he was in a different movie. Well, no, he was in the right movie.
He was in the perfect movie.
Hey, rest in peace to William Friedkin. He was pretty good.
Not too shabby. William Friedkin and James Gunn's weird hate for Batman of all kinds.
Well, and also Harley Quinn.
Oh, God bless her. Harley Quinn, the original voice of Harley Quinn, to her too.
Hell yeah, Arlene Sorkin.
Yeah, man.
She's passed to another
world. We're losing all our best. Mark Hamill, watch out.
Best
ones, man.
Somebody better fucking look out for Mark
Hamill. People look out
for
Mark.
Who's got eyes
Ryan
on
Johnson
Mark Hamill?
Tried to get him.
He tried.
Yeah, he just went. dust off the fucking.
Just dust it off his shoulder.
Fucking James. Shoulder.
Luke Skywalker fell to the.
Yeah, Luke Guyballer said.
He died of an overdose too. A force overdose. The stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
He had a force overdose.
That's what he said it was.
Really? That's pretty good.
People like that movie.
Another edition of the Simplistic Reviews podcast is in the books. Books? The last book these three cretins thumbed through came with crayons. The collective education of this show ranks somewhere between Forrest Gump and Sloth from the Goonies. I'm pretty sure they got into movies just so they could stare at pretty moving pictures, instead of attempting any form of reading comprehension. Sure, Valentine has a diploma. But I'm certain he got it out of a box of Fruit Loops. The last thing Matthew probably studied was the ingredients on a bottle of some highbrow IPA beer. In Pulizzi? Well, yeah, he's a doctor. But only because he's a distant relative to Pixar director Pete Docter. Is that true? Is that false? Who knows?